Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Full 20 Day Fiancé.
Hi. Are you horny?
Meow.
Well, so is everybody. But more specifically, are you horny for incarcerated people? Well, meow, you're meow. In luck because the new dating site I've just created called Clinkedin will get you in touch with the hottest inmates, and they're ready for a play date. They just don't have a release date quite yet. That's pending ongoing court cases. Anyway, it's a pretty simple website. I don't feel like I have to really explain it more aside from the really clever title. Thank you so much for having me. I am Sophie Alexandra.
Wow, it's an honor, truly. Thank you so much. Welcome to the pod. Mm. And you know me. Hello. I am the CEO and inventor of NSYNC In. Have you ever wanted to date a member of NSYNC?
Yes.
There's only one app for that.
Chris.
It's just, I want to date Chris. It is five people, and they're all in NSYNC, and you just message them, and you go by, like, blonde guy, cowboy hat, soul patch, you know what I mean? That's how you choose them.
I'm sorry, can you... This is which band? This is NSYNC, you said?
Is this not correct?
That's fine. I'm sorry. Could you name them again? You said the members of NSYNC were
Justin Timberlake.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's all I got. Is Kirk just go anything? One of them?
It can go off a vibe too.
Is like Kirk one of them? Like the one with the soul patch? Is that not
no?
Kirk?
That's from Metallica. That's Kirk Hammett. I think you're thinking of
Metallica. Okay. Who is the blonde guy?
Justin Timberlake.
No, that he's got curly hair. Isn't there like a straight-haired blonde guy?
You're talking about
guy?
Lance Bass?
Oh, yes. He's the gay one. Okay.
Yes.
I know him.
Okay.
Who's the one in the cowboy hat? Or is that not the same
guy? I don't know, but I like that. We'll throw that one up there, cowboy hat.
All right. I think cowboy hat and soul patch is the same guy.
So cowboy hat, soul patch. Okay, so maybe you think that's Chris, who I love, who also had the problematic, weird cyborg dreads.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, so you got Chris, Lance, Justin. That's fine.
So we got Justin, we got blonde guy, we got Kirk.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know who's bringing up the rear. I will be 100% honest with you.
That's okay. We don't even need to go further than that. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Can I just like give him a name?
Sure.
All right. I feel like it would be something like Daryl.
Perfect.
All right.
That was fantastic.
We did
fantastic.
We did it. Okay, great.
Moving
Welcome
on.
To the pod. Basically, if you really are interested, NSYNC In is an app that you can download on your phone if you pay us $1,000 because it's only five people that are on it.
Right.
The members
right.
of the band. Okay, there we go.
All right.
The point is, you get it. I'm Miles Gray is the point.
Thank you so much for being here. Thank you so much for having us in your ears. And welcome to this podcast, which is called 420 Day Fiancé.
And it is a podcast where we discuss our favorite reality show, 90 Day Fiancé, and its various iterations. But today we're on the OG shit. 90 Day Fiancé. Soldier Miles, tell them, what is the season and episode?
Oh, let me tell you. Season 9, episode 14. Last Sip Single. They really lost momentum on the titles.
Yeah.
Can I
you
just
say that?
I don't even want to scroll. It's too many. Forget it. I was going to scroll to the bottom of this doc, but just the doc that I have for the show, 90 Day Fiancé, is 132 pages.
Damn. You keep it all in one doc? I just have like a million notes.
I have one. I'm centralized. You know what I mean? Because I want people to study this.
We're gonna have to start an archive. That's
law enforcement will study these documents. Like, who was this creature of reality television? Anyway, so season 9, episode 14, Last Sip Single. Cara and Guillermo are our first couple, and a wonderful time. You know, wonderful, wonderful time.
So it's their fucking boring. So boring. I mean, I wrote like 3 notes. One was like, I guess nice dress and hair ? We're doing movie star thing ?
Very silver sirens of silver screen.
Yes.
You know, it was like Harrell, that the photographer who did those famous portraits, for all my photography nerds out there.
And then I shouldn't be marrying her because she's controlling and drinks too much, but I am. Cheers.
Yeah.
That's the other note I took, which is Guillermo, I guess, trying to get hype for his wedding.
Yeah.
Why is he not wearing a suit that is made entirely out of red flags? Because clearly that is what is fucking happening here.
He is?
Yes.
Which part are you throwing me off?
No, she's the red flag, but it seems like he's just I'm going to wear the suit of red flags because, like, I'm really into this. Because he said fucking out loud the worst shit you could say about the person you're marrying, and then he's like, but I'm still going to do it. Enjoy.
What, when he said, what exactly did he say?
He said, I know she's controlling.
That's what it was, yep.
And she goes out and drinks too much. But, you know,
yeah, that's right.
It's chill and it's gonna work out. Peace.
The problem, I wrote this down. I know we have problems. Like, she likes to control me a lot, go out and drink, but. Oh, season 9, episode 15. Sorry. Brian just informed me. Thank you. Shout out to fucking Brian,
hey,
who lurks
Brian
in the
Benham.
Shadows. You know what?
This that's guy a BBB. Lurks.
BBB. 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 We in a club like BBB. Shout out to Hurricane Chris. Unless he's probably problematic or something.
And then no shout out, and you were in Pennsylvania.
There is a video I remember of Hurricane Chris performing A Bay Bay in the state legislature in Louisiana. Look that video up if you don't believe me. Okay. He's in jail, someone just said. No.
Oh, is that right?
Skrillamane, no. Anyway. See, this is the... Anyway, shout out to everybody in the Twitch stream, because if you're listening to this podcast, we're talking to people in real time on the Twitch stream. Come by, you know?
And they come with the knowledge and the jokes, and it's
and
honestly
facts.
Like...
Bless them.
Twitch stream is a vine.
So, Guillermo is, at the moment, grieving the loss of his brother, Jose Joaquin, okay?
Yep.
And he is yanking the tears out of my face. Talking about how he wishes he could hold his hand his wedding day.
Okay.
I was like, oh my God. And then.
I think about this about my grandmother all the time.
You want to feel.
I'm not on air. I'm not in a good place.
I was doing that. Oh, shit. Okay, well.
I went like 8 octaves higher. That's how.
No, that's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. That's fine. So what I do want to say, though, is meanwhile, she's like,
I'm sorry, update, second degree murder?
Oh, my God. See?
You literally cannot look anyone up.
Okay, wow.
Like, if I Google myself right now and I'm a rapist, that will
not
be a shock. Because
you're
that
a mass
is
murderer.
What it is to Google anyone.
That's the SEO that happens sometimes. It sometimes makes stuff up, like Hurricane Chris. He's innocent, okay? I can't imagine what the fuck he did. Anyway, second degree murder.
Let's not imagine it at all.
Shut up, Marie said. Not like Ja Rule murder, but murder. Murder!
No foul!
The vilest crime you can commit. So, we're looking at a situation where he's grieving his brother. He's got a lot on his plate. But Kara is... I thought she was pounding drinks the whole time. She's like, yo, I can't be sober for this shit. Which I think were her words. She's like, I need an out-the-door champagne. I need a doing-my-hair-did rosé. At a certain point, it looked like she was drinking whiskey out of a rocks glass, too. Did you note her cocktail journey throughout the wedding?
I only clocked the champagne. The whiskey I did not clock. So
yeah. Props. It was wild. And like so to see that I saw three different drinks in her hand from the sequence of getting her hair done to getting like ready to go to the wedding venue and then being like, yo, I can't be sober for this. I was a little bit like, what's really going on with her? Just because
it's like one thing if you're like, I like to go and drink with my friends and like have a nice time or whatever the fuck. Mm-hmm. It's another thing if you're like, I'm gonna numb myself out of this wedding. I don't think I would want that.
Who knows? Okay. Well, so also her dress. Look, I'm not trying to be.
It looked good on her.
This isn't Project Runway.
It looked good on her.
Actually, I don't think it looked good on her. I think I liked
it. It did.
I think
the whole thing of like where the top part that was folded over was like
yes,
up and right at
I'm
her
nitpicking.
Nipples.
I'm nitpicking.
It looked good.
Where the hips were, the seams seemed like baggy. Like they weren't actually tailored properly. So they look pointy in the corners, like in an overt way that I don't think God intended. That's just my two cents. See?
Okay. And now I'm done. Alexander Wang Miles isn't
designers. What's going on? Why is it so pointy? Why is it so pointy? I mean, made it work, though. Overall, I thought it suited her. Her Majesty said, I think she looks better in her normal, like, day-to-day look than with
That's the siren
look. And I was like, huh.
That's true, like, but yeah. That happens a lot, I think, with weddings. Like, people will be like, oh, this is, like, my time to, like, do something weird. So they'll be, like, doing some, like, crazy-ass, like, hair thing or makeup thing that they never really do. Mm-hmm. And, like, a lot of the times, it's, like, a miss. You're like,
right.
Oh no, you really committed the fuck out of that. All the pictures are now going to have you like doing this like weird ass burgundy lip that you'd never done before. And it looks like you just would drink too much wine, you know?
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Or like someone would be like trying like a new fucking foundation on the day of their wedding. And you're like, this does not match your fucking neck or chest. Why? Why did you do this?
Because you need to buy a beauty blender. I learned that the hard way. Trust me. Last time I was looking a mess on Getty Images, I'll tell you that much.
Oh my God, there's such shitty photos of me on Getty Images. I like wore the worst fucking flower dress, and it was like right as I was coming out of cancer treatment. So I'm like definitely like blown up with like fluids and like chemo, and I'm just like wearing this like who shot the couch print, and I'm just out there on Getty Images, just getting my life. I look so fucked up. I wish there was a way you could write them and be like, I disavow any experience from this night. And y'all have got to censor
it. Like, this never happened. And this is Photoshop. But overall, I got to say, the wedding was, and look, I'm not trying to use my criticism of the one pointy part of a dress to nullify the whole vibe of the wedding. Because it was really, really nice. I thought they looked really happy. Man, when he was setting up the fucking camera again, and he's like, this is where the video camera will be with my family, and then this is where I'll put some flowers to, you know, where my brother would have sat. I was like,
stop. Stop right now.
Okay, so I like the way they actually set it up where she got to round the corner, and he still got to see her, like, at the top of the aisle. I thought those great bit of planning from the venue. And he was like, immediately when he saw her in the aisle, he was crumpled over. Anyway,
he's too sweet for whatever the fuck is gonna happen in this fucking marriage.
Oh my goodness.
He like said his vows. in English. And then she super condescendingly was like, yeah, you nailed it. Good job. After she corrected his pronunciation of achieved. I am not the nicest person in the world, but I don't think that you should correct your fucking groom. They're giving you their like heart's most innermost thoughts and their vows.
Yeah.
I don't think you need to come in there and tell him how to pronounce achieve.
Honestly, I'm pretty sure if I heard that, I'd be like, what?
That's a wrap on the wedding.
The one time you should shut the fuck up. This ain't no call and response. Okay. Mm-hmm. And nobody asked for notes. But then to like check someone's English in real time when they are, like you're saying, pouring their heart out, giving their vows to you. That's poor.
And
taste.
In front of everyone and not their actual family being present. Like all of it is so cringe.
It's like,
I can't imagine like, I'm trying to like picture what it would have been like if I had like still had like a Ukrainian accent when I was like
right
saying my vows or whatever.
Yeah.
And if someone was gonna like clown me.
I'm like, what the fuck?
There's
is wrong
no
with
way
you?
I could ever focus on the wedding. I couldn't focus on kissing the person. I couldn't focus on anything. I would just be thinking like, what the fuck?
Hi, this
did
is
they just humiliate me in front of everyone?
Yes,
why would
I
they
did
do that?
Because I wanted you to feel small when you look back on this day that I wanted to fucking check you while you did that. Because that's the foundation that our life is built on. Yikes.
It was wild. It was wild. Correcting people when they speak another language as their first language is like a very delicate thing. And you have to know when it's appropriate and also if they even want that.
Yeah.
Because sometimes they don't want that. And they're not out here having you just like monitor them to be like, actually, this is correct.
Right.
Sometimes, like, you know, people will be like, hey, I'm trying to learn. Will you tell me if I'm saying something weird? But you also don't do it in front of other people and whatever. It's just like weird and not cool. As like someone for whom like English is a second language, I would have felt really fucking embarrassed. I remember when like in a class setting, like, I said scarce instead of scarce because I thought sparse is pronounced sparse.
Farce.
Scarce seems like it should be scarce.
Darce.
Yeah, darce.
Farce.
Starce.
We get it. Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, I said it. And I also, like, forgive me for having read a lot in English and then, like, just, you know, pronouncing it with my mouth for the first time in front of everyone. Anyway, but yeah, I got made fun of so hard for that. And then I was like, now I can't even say either of those words without first in my head going, sparse.
Right.
Scarce.
Sparse. Darce. Darcy. Stassi and Darce.
I mean, no. Seriously.
Yeah.
And
it's
like,
bullshit.
You don't need to do all that.
No, and also, man, beware of people who constantly dunk on people like in a fashion like that, like compulsively. That's somebody who feels so tiny that they're like, oh, an opportunity to fucking establish my superiority over someone, even in the fucking tiniest way that's insignificant. But for me, for the fucking sucking emotional black void that's within my soul, it's something. Anyway,
my ex used to do that, just like correct you in a way that was like, I don't really know that that was necessary.
No, it wasn't. It was.
But I'm glad you're right.
Yeah.
It was. For you.
Yeah.
But this little segment, let's wrap this the fuck up. I do have two things to say about it.
Okay,
my
go.
My favorite quote from the whole episode is in the segment. And it is, oh, we're not procreating today. That's merch.
Nah.
That's a vibe.
We're not procreating
that's
today.
Everything.
You love to
love
see
Love to see a woman be like, that we are not procreating today. So that was fire. Okay. And then can we go back to his vows real quick and talk about, did he say he loves her like a sister?
That his brother loved her like a sister.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I got really confused. And then I just really went on a whole ass like flowers in the attic situation.
You know what happened was you got distracted because he brought the evoked the brother, and you probably immediately just tuned out because you started feeling emotional.
Exactly.
I had to fucking stay with it.
Back in.
I had to fucking stay with it. I was like, keep going, man. Where are we going with this? And you just heard, love you like a sister. And you're like, what? But he was like, yeah, he loved you like a sister, you know? So, yes. Okay.
All right, moving on.
Moving on, keeping on. Kobe and Emily.
This is short as fuck.
Well, yes. After that shit show lunch for the chauvinist power hour, they start speaking.
I'm sorry, in the car. That's a chauvinist power hour plus 5 million.
They go to whatever they have. They're driving back from that, and they start speaking to each other, and you know, like a pidgin English or whatever, like the sort of lingua franca is of like Cameroon, like hybrid English and the languages they speak in Cameroon. And so she's sort of like, what the fuck are they talking about? First of all, she's like, English in the car, English in the car, English in the car. Okay. And I mean, look, that's the whole point sometimes when you speak another language.
Motherfucker,
be like, we're talking about
you. If you want to know what the fuck we're talking about, learn the motherfucking language.
Yeah.
And if not, you better let us have this shit.
So she is trying to figure out what's going on, but essentially temperature's back there. He's like, you need to stand firm to the woman. You know what I mean? Don't be secondary to some female man. And how basically
temperature has a lot of opinions for a dude with no partner and a whack ass hairline.
Yeah. Well,
that's
look,
it.
He's doing his best. He's trying to convince our man Kobe to move to Columbus also. And then they get to the crib and temperature is like, look, I got to tell you something, Emily. I cannot allow Kobe to live here anymore, or you to think you can live here anymore. It's just not allowable. It's not permissible. You must come to Columbus at once. And she's like, there's no way. That's not happening. It's never going to happen. So that is what it is. Never gonna, I don't know why we're even talking about this. Like, what's going on? And Kobe's making the case. He's like, look, in Salina, I fucking don't know anybody here. And she's like, well, if we go to Columbus, I won't know anyone there. And then temperature comes in with, look, y'all got another kid on the way. You need to really think about their future, their culture too, that they're able to, you know, grow up understanding who they are.
And then Emily's like, what now? Did you fucking tell your friend Fahrenheit about my pregnancy?
Oh my God.
I will literally end this. I will snatch both your necklaces.
Yes. We are not fucking going. Also, how could you have said anything? Like, what the fuck? First of all,
you like to have a support system? Fuck you.
I mean, look, you're first every Jesus, every I can't root for anybody in this anymore. But you know, Emily, you're actually one of the more duplicitous ones out here, for starters. Like, even when T'Challa's Molly dealer is openly a woman hater. Like, he's not, he's so in your face, like, you know where he's coming from.
All right. I know we gave you the bone before.
Mm-hmm.
But T'Challa's Molly dealer hits so hard.
The outfit.
That was exactly
is
the
very,
outfit.
It's very Wakanda meets a Fashion Nova. You know, and like, it just looks like kind of a sweatsuit you would wear. And he had that pin too. Like, he was echoing a lot of things aesthetically from that. And I get that that's obviously based on African fashion and culture as well. But
no, obviously, that's
I like weird. The whole his vibe was, he was wavy. You know what I mean?
He was wavy. You know who else was wavy? I'm sorry, I have to flash this photo real quick. I will never get over it.
What do you love that or no?
I want to talk about that part. Why is it so far over? What are we doing?
I mean, like,
she looks like if Hitler got a weave. This is I cannot. This is unacceptable. I cannot.
Hitler got a weave. Hitler got a weave.
am, and we're all about it.
Oh, shit. I mean, yeah, that shit works, like, in the 80s. You know what I mean? You would have that shit on the other side, because if you were doing the wild moose stout, you know what I mean?
Fucking dude, comb it's over. Like, I have this picture of me from when I got my class picture taken in ninth grade, and I had discovered, like, side parting my hair in the summer. Ooh. And you can see your girl took it so far. My part is as far over as Emily's. It doesn't look as whack, but like it's
well, yeah, you got like volume. You got your hair's got body. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bit different than like you're saying it lays like Hitler's.
Such a bad look.
God.
Who let her do this?
Please.
I'll see if I can find that photo and then I'll show it to you guys, but we can go on with the show.
Okay. Then we get to a part where we got a little iPad snooping, what I call hacking, for lack of a better term. She saw his little iPad on the fucking kitchen counter, whatever. She opens it. Turns out he's been looking at one bedroom apartments in Ohio. Okay. What does this mean? Does he think he's moving to Ohio? On his own? Or even worse, does he think he's moving us into a one bedroom in Ohio? My honor, that's the question. She goes out to confront him and he just says, look, it was a link that this fool sent me. Thanks for the privacy, though.
I mean, you are using her iPad. And, like, the least you can do is close the window. It's like, you were just sloppy with it.
Whatever. I don't care. Everyone's fucking... Everyone is losing. Everyone's a loser right now.
They should absolutely break up 100%. And she should not be having that second baby. There are no winners here. I wish this would end. The end.
Oh. Yikes. Okay. Oh, that's fucked up. They're saying she's a Virgo. I'm a Virgo too. I mean, most people.
I don't know what that even means. What does that mean?
It means you're an asshole who mistreats people. Is that what that means? Yeah. And you're the worst kind of person. Everything you see about Emily,
that's
me. Wait,
I thought that's what everybody says about Scorpios.
No, that's me. Don't you see? Can't you see? I am like Emily.
I think we all know you're a goddamn angel. So.
Oh my gosh, no, I'm a fucking Dodger. Okay, what's up? Dodger blue all day. You know what time it is. Okay, let's take a break and we'll be right back to talk some more fucking shit, okay?
420 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
Oh my god. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Apply directly to that. Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Just rub it on your face. Okay, twitch.tv.
You literally, yeah. If you were not here, missed some really exclusive content.
Oh my god. Yeah.
There's no way to replicate it because it was visual. So
like I said, twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Fiance. Put it on your face, on your head. Log in.
Can you pronounce the name of the show again?
Twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Okay, I'm sleeping here. Okay.
Correct. You're sleeping here.
Just a CV420dayfiance. Just get there or you're sleeping here. Okay.
This is wherever.
That's. Oh, do you think is she on Cameo?
Who?
Raina. Was that Raina who was the one who was all slurry from Stars and Dace? Dace and Stars.
I
Stars
don't and know which one is who.
The one is sleeping here.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's Rainer or the other one. I can't.
I'm fucking Rainer. Okay, let's move on. Where were we at? Who were we talking to? Shaida?
Yes,
and
exactly.
Bilal. Whatever. Their days.
This was crazy because, okay. This was an episode where Bilal, who is like a master manipulator
slash not that great at it either.
Prank player, I guess. Yeah. I don't know. We find out that his mom is actually the queen of Dark Phoenixing.
Yes.
And she straight up fucks Shay's fucking mind up.
Her whole fucking shit up.
To the point where the girl gives up the prenup.
She fucked your whole shit up. Okay, I'm sorry.
She went in there. She pushed all of the buttons. I was scared. Yeah. I was shooketh. It was a...
I mean, she is Halala. And I believe her name is a palindrome. So no matter which way you look at it, she's the one. Okay? That's how, I think that's how she introduces herself. So they are...
I would never play with her.
Oof.
I would never play with her. If I met her, like if I was dating Bilal, which I would never because I have self-respect.
Mm-hmm.
And I met her, I'd be like, oh, I'm out this bitch. Nah, I'm out this bitch. Sorry.
She basically came through and she's like, oh, you need some guidance, huh? Okay, let's just cut the fucking bullshit. You want to talk about the prenup, right? What's going on? She hits her with a fucking sermon. And then she's like, you know, and like you said, she starts fucking chipping away at reality. She says, you know, a prenup doesn't mean I don't trust you. You know, Allah says we have to put agreements in writing. And you know, what does trust even mean?
That's the fucking sentence that I wrote down.
She fucked what your whole shit up with that.
What does trust really mean?
Nope, that's not malleable. That's
I'm
not.
I'm like, are you every skateboarder that's ever cheated on a woman? That is what that sentence says to me.
Oh my god. It's it's
then
freaky.
We go into the next stage of the gaslighting, which is, hey, you know, you lead from the back, okay? And you never take his manhood.
Okay, maybe if that's what the client says. But what the fuck are we talking about here? You really just said, oh, here's the other thing. You don't have power.
Take his manhood? What am I, a moil that just stole the foreskin? What are we talking about?
I love that we somehow got a bris. You know, that's a bris bonus. We somehow brought a bris into
that's
this.
That's a BBB.
Hey, how'd this bris get in here? Which is so funny because I never understood that line from Mrs. Doubtfire where Robin Williams says, never buy gribness from a moil. It's so chewy. And then when I started cooking, I understood what gribness was, which was the chicken skin that you cooked
hell
down.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh my God, Robin.
You're like, raunchy.
What the fuck are we doing out here? anyway, where were we? Oh, here's the other thing. While Halala is absolutely fucking your shit up. She's
if you're scared of Halala, let me hear you holla.
Halala. Dude, obviously, Mahala versus Halala. I'm sorry, Mahala, you're going down.
Bye-bye.
Halala is undefeated across in about 17 galaxies from what I'm reading here from this stat sheet. And as she does
she
this...
She is Thanos.
Yo, yeah, 100%. Right. She just kind of then, she then like hits him with all this where she's like, you're not a person and you need to actually get in your fucking lane. But also like, my baby is so hurt, you know, he's so scared. That's why he's bad. That's why outwardly he's not a good partner because he's so scared. And those are his triggers. Yo, mom came through and just fucked the whole, she just fucked everyone's shit up.
She fucked the whole thing up and she's said so much wild shit that's just so many red flags. Like, one is, if you have a good man, essentially do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I'm like, ma'am, what?
Yeah. What is... So, it's
the
wild.
The other thing was, oh, Bilal just wants peace and comfort. Red flag. Red flag.
I'm
if
sorry.
If a man or
what?
His fucking said, mom tells huh? you that he just wants peace and comfort, that means this motherfucker does not want to be with a real woman. He wants to be with a fucking puppet.
This is when you are trying to mischaracterize someone's, like, you know, their pursuit of what they think is, like, equitable. And you go, that's just chaos. It's noise. He just wants peace and quiet. Holy shit. I'm sorry, but Halala, you just, I'm sorry to Shida, man. You, I don't know why the fuck you thought a boy's mother.
You could never come to a mama's you, boy mom and think that she would fucking be there for you. She's going to cape for her son. Are
I would, me? I would sooner, we would sooner see Jeff Bezos give all of his money away to mutual aid organizations or to end homelessness across the globe and him live off of $20,000 a year in a one-bedroom apartment before you are going to get this mother to fucking say anything that would ever look like a criticism of her son.
We would sooner see Elon Musk be a good father slash admit fucking Siddiq Abrin's wife. That is where we're fucking at.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Oh my god.
Anyway. So, you know, she fucking landed her fucking missile of fucked up gaslighting when Shay started crying and is like, oh my god, I've been doing the opposite of what you're saying. I've not been submitting to him at all.
We got her ass. That's what they said. That's what everybody inside, like, Halala's mind. I don't know if people have seen this shitty meme on TikTok, but it's like, got him. She's the GOAT. The GOAT. That's what's happening right now. And she's just got flames behind her eyes. She's like.
And just like fucking saying, being like, just like. You know, just like sign the prenup, you know, because like your love will grow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ah, soka. Teme no hoga baka nanda. That's what she hit him with. The anime evil goon shit. Whatever. Then there's a Shida's also shout out. First of all, I don't want to just be going negative this whole time. Shida's cooking skills. Undefeated, as we've seen on this show. We've seen violently power wash your genitals chicken preparation. And now we've seen peeling an onion like you're fucking whittling a fucking stick. And then
I am dying now.
Dipping half of a fucking frozen solid, like 3-pound salmon fucking slab in a bowl of water, half submerged.
Was it salmon?
Yeah, or something. It was fish. I thought it was fish.
Chicken.
Oh, I thought that shit was fish. Whatever it was.
Okay, well, if it was fish, it had a lot of freezer burn.
I'm sorry, but I don't know how you do that shit evenly, because the shit was looking like the fucking Titanic, half in the water with his ass up in the air. I was like, what? I'm sorry, what is this? Bro. I'm really curious about her cooking.
It was so funny. I think it was just a big ass chicken thing.
It looked like salmon. So, you know what? And the chat says salmon. Okay, thank you for the K1s in the chat. Or at least the other people are saying other things, but I will only look at the ones that agree with me. Yeah. So then she's sitting and she's like, look, after talking with your mom, you know, she successfully reprogrammed my brain and now I have a new operating system, which is called Submit.
And I love being a Stepford wife now.
Oh, I love to submit now. I love that. So she says, hey, I will now submit to your will. Prenup has been approved. And then he's like, hey, you know what? That's great. You know, because now I want to, maybe I'm down to invest in your yoga, your business, your dreams and shit. This is great. And she's like, wow, his mom was right. I gave in a little, and now he came back with a lot more. He already said that he, whatever. I can't.
It's stupid as fuck.
Bye.
We don't.
Bye.
She got played by the mom. That's like obvious.
She fucked your shit up. She rearranged your whole shit.
Her. And then she does the whole thing of like, I'll let him be the head. I'll be the neck. I'm like, bro, just say I want him to give me head.
Yeah.
Just like, no neck, just get out of here.
Yeah, and just give me head all
and
day.
And then she like that's makes him agree to I want a kid before 40. And they like shake on it. And then she like shades him by being like, oh, yeah, let's shake on it because this is business. I'm thinking like an American.
Yeah. No, you're not.
I mean, that landed for me. He did not think that was a diss.
And I guess it was because you think it's like the fucking Office where like Dwight and Angela had like some kind of like procreation contract agreement where the person's like, you can't enforce this. Okay, whatever. Cool. He's like, yeah, for sure, for sure. Yeah, we can do that. We'll put that down in writing because how the fuck are you going to enforce that? I'll do whatever you want. Yeah, because none of this shit, I can go back on all that. All right. Shall we move on?
Yes.
Patrick and Thais.
Thais.
They are...
wow.
They're in Boston.
So, two things right off the bat. About this entire fucking segment. One is, I'm sorry, you want her to stay in America, so you took her to Boston? Question mark.
Yeah.
Have you been to Boston? That is not where I would take a brown person or anyone, honestly, to be impressed with America.
I have
never been in a more racist place, honestly. And I've been to Birmingham. I've been all over the South. Let me tell you.
Your Boston hate runs deep.
Boston will really make you feel like a piece of garbage that's probably going to get murdered. So, cool, cool, cool. Let me make her fall in love with America. I cannot.
Well, if going to Boston wasn't enough, it was that he got to meet his lovely family. That's why they were there. They've got a week until the wedding, but he's like, look, I gotta get him. She's gotta meet my mom and my sister Tiffany. His mom has maybe a year to live, he said, due to her cancer. His sister,
I'm sorry, I really cannot believe, still cannot get over that they went to Boston. Like, I really just cannot. Like, was Delaware booked?
Well, that's just where he's from. You know what I mean? What are you going to do? Some people are from there, unfortunately.
You know, you only have a week with your girl. If you're going to trap her into marrying you, why would you take her to Boston?
Because, okay.
I am so confused.
Let me tell you why. And I don't...
Is it because it's the famed place where Mark Wahlberg, you know, beat the shit out of an Asian man and blinded him?
He was already blind.
Like, is this what we're doing?
This is what happened, okay? You got me. And you, when I say you got me, I'm Patrick's lawyer. The thing is, the Commonwealth of Massachusetts has a very specific legal loophole where if a woman does not have an American citizenship, you are able to restrain her against her will if you deem them a flight risk, as he did.
That is the second note I took, which is...
And that's all jokes because that's what I'm talking about. He called her a fucking flight risk. What?
This is your fiance.
Not your
prisoner, you fucking creep with your tiny pea head on your giant meat man body.
Yeah. Johnny Meatman. Look, let's get back to the... Were you distracted by Tiffany's eye?
Okay. I'm sorry. Not to go deep in to the investigation. X-Files.
Oh, whoa. What? Okay.
Okay. You cannot fall on the ice in a way that only gives you a black eye on one side in that manner without fucking up your nose as well. Let me tell you something. As a woman... that has run into a glass door at full speed. The thing that's going to take it first is this part. And if you were, like, which is your nose and the bridge of your nose. And if you're not exactly centered, yes, it'll also take your eye. But there's no way to avoid the nose part. So, that is a lie. Bitch, tell me what happened. And if it's something terrible, I want to save you. Because I... do not believe that black eye story. That is not how black eyes work.
I
have also fallen on the ice. No, there's no way you can land on ice that it only takes half of your face and the rest of your face does not touch the ice.
It.
Do Did you just like fall on a curb exactly perfectly? So just took your left side and your right side was hanging off the curb? None of this is correct.
Yeah. Also the lip was busted. I don't know.
Look, I'm not trying to be a conspiracy theorist.
Yeah. No.
You know, I'm not like hashtag Stevie Wonder can see. You know what I'm saying? But I do think this bitch did not hurt herself in the way that she says. And I really, really hope she's okay. And I hope she knew that I meant bitch in a nice way. Like, I mean it like the way I call my girls bitches.
Yeah.
But no, please, you. I'm at the Sophia on Instagram and Twitter. That's Sofiya. Please holler at me if there's something else going on and you need help, because I will literally fucking pay for your ticket to come out here. Because we don't need any more women getting hurt like this. This is so fucked. I don't know what we saw, but it was a lie.
It was certainly a distraction, and one they really tried to clear up. When even the producer was like, already the reference was you were punched in the face by saying, you're not like an MMA fighter or something, right? And she was like, nah, I slipped and fell like on the ice. And it was just sort of like, trying to establish it and then like give this whole like explanation was very odd. But anyway, as this is all happening,
I'm sorry, the math is not mathing, and that's not good.
Yeah, no, it's the spooky part of reality shows. Tiffany and Thais go dress shopping. They look for a dress, whatever. And Tiffany's whole thing is she's saying like, look, I'm here to also give Thais the third degree and see if she's going to be stealing a baby away to Brazil, was like her first thing on her mind. And she's like, so why do you love my brother? Huh? What is it about my brother that you like? Huh?
Love a test.
Yeah. And then it's just like doing like the fucking Larry David curb, like looking in her eye. That shit. Okay. And she's like, I mean, I love him. Yeah. And the whole time, apparently, Thais is just thinking, like, what if my dad is right and I should not marry this fucking guy? What if my dad was right and I shouldn't marry this guy? Wait, what? Champagne? When you get a dress shop? Oh, okay. I can keep doing that. And they go to a family dinner. And look, if you needed more indication that this family might be a little old school in their thinking, which is code for xenophobic, the one friend's like, family friend or whoever that was, like, hey, so you like spicy? No. Oh! And his mom's like, Brazilian? And you don't like spicy? And then Tiffany's like, Brazilian? Credit to Tiffany. Tiffany was like, Brazilian food is not like spicy. And
then Thais is like, you're thinking Mexican.
And they're like, oh, right. It's another country.
Dude, they literally said wrong country. Ha 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 ha. I would have been like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I don't know enough about Brazil. Tell me more.
Tell me more. Do you like spicy food?
Tell me more. Or is beans not your food?
Feijoada.
I knew you were going to say it. That's why I set you up.
Oh, man. You know what? I love some food.
Every time you talk about Brazilian food, I know.
Let's talk about beans. Let's talk about legumes. Okay. But yes, the other thing that is happening this whole time is like, you know, they're all doing like the, are you okay? Are you homesick? For home, miss, sad for homesickness. She's like, oh, yeah, homesick. Yeah, for sure. Like, blah, blah, blah. Gives like kind of superficial answer, but mostly because she doesn't speak English as like her primary language. And Tiffany is doing the thing where she's saying like, yeah, you know, just not really get like the answers are real simple, you know, real vague. I don't know what she means. So I think because she doesn't speak English, I'm going to say dumb, probably. And I'm like, fam, this, there's so many things happening and that are wrong right now. But I just felt for Thais in that moment too, where everyone's like, no, dude, she's not like saying stuff that's complex. I think she's lying about everything.
But I also don't want us to like skate past Paula Patrick's mom's strong makeup choices.
Look, she's going through some shit, okay? You know?
I'm sorry. I didn't say that being someone that's going through lung cancer is something to be laughed at.
I know.
I also didn't say anything about her makeup being laughed at. I'm just saying those were some really strong makeup choices. Mm-hmm. Prove me wrong.
No, very strong brow. That is strong brow.
The truth.
Strong brow. And I have no...
Strong everything. Strong eyeshadow. Strong, you know.
Okay. Okay. Yep.
Okay.
I'm just... I was once told by a judge, if you don't want to see the inside of this court, stop saying things so recklessly in public. And that's just what I'm going to say.
My honor. This is the woman that said... What's that? You'd want to move back to Brazil? There's not much economical balance in Brazil. Bitch, you thought Brazil was Mexico 5 minutes ago.
My honor.
Now you're coming through being like, oh, I know about the economical situation in Brazil. Find it on a map, bitch. Find it on a map.
I can't say it. My honor, I'll text it to you.
Okay, text it to me later.
And yeah, and it was an observation I had, and I was like, you know what? That's not kind. That's not what people who center, who live for Christ, that's not how they would speak about someone who was infirmed. That's what I believe. Okay.
Not much economical balance in Brazil.
She also said, you're not going to steal my grandson and take it to Brazil. My grandson is going to be living here in America. And was very, very adamant about that, just so you know. So, yeah. Okay. What else should we?
I mean, I think we are moving on to Eve and Muhammad.
Looked like Eve and Muhammad.
I just got your text.
Okay.
You're stupid for real, and also you're right.
I know, and look, I was raised better, but that's what it is. It's exactly what it is. Do a side by side.
True.
You know, I loved his mom in Baskets. I thought she was fantastic. I just want to say that. Okay, can we move on to Eve and Muhammad?
You fucking said it out loud.
I just... Eve and Muhammad. Can we do this? Lying to mom is what the name of Muhammad's game is. She's asking, hey, what's going on? Are things good? You know, like, how are things over there? Are you thriving? He said, oh, yeah, mom, everything's great. You know, everything's actually fantastic. Everything is number. I've never been better in my life. He's like, look, I have to lie to my mom because I can never let her worry. I just can't. I just don't do that. It's not what I do. So I'll never tell her the truth. And then he's like, well.
And then he tells her the truth.
Yeah. Tells her the truth and gets his fucking absolute. Again, moms are coming through and fucking people's shit up, rearranging your whole shit. He says, mom, look, you know.
Wait. This mom, though, polar opposite of Bilal's mom. Like,
chaotic good.
Gandalf and like the other dude with like a shittier beard and eye color.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, absolutely. So he goes, look, mom, you know, we're having cultural differences. OK, you get it, right? Because you know how Egyptian women should dress. You know how we think women need to be dressing, how they need to look when they go out in public, what is appropriate. And she just says, what? Wait, what? Huh? She's like, first of all, fool, she's from a different culture. Don't try and impose your shit onto her. What are you talking about? And she's like, if anything, you need to adapt fool. What the fuck? Fuck out of here. What are you talking about? He's
this
shook.
Bitch goes, stop trying to control her. You're in her country and you can't impose your traditions on her.
What?
Do we have a new mascot?
I mean,
slash first mascot?
She really just said, what are you fucking talking about? What are you saying to me in
she
my
ears? She came through being like, I'm from the same culture, ho, and no.
No.
We will not be playing that today.
Don't embarrass me over there. Don't go over there and rep. Don't say I'm your mother talking like you're going to fucking change the norms. No. You better get a fucking watch, bro. Figure out what time it is. Okay? That was her vibe.
Better check the mail. Because I sent you a motherfucking grandfather clock.
Wow.
So that bitch can cuckoo every 30 minutes. So you will never forget what time it is.
So she's basically saying that's not how any of this works. And I don't agree with any of that. And he
and then
was like,
she also says, you grumpy, dude.
Oh, and he's like, oh, I'm grumpy?
You mean that I'm grumpy? And she goes, absolutely.
Yeah. And he's like
dude, I love her.
Well, you know, my mom is at the end of the day a woman. So she's probably wrong about everything she says. And I'm right. And I'm crying inside because I'm the bad one. It turns out she was fucking not even fair. My mom was on Eve's side the whole time. That's what his inner monologue is right now, which is so hilarious to me.
Dude literally was like, I respect my mom so much, but I don't agree with her. Yes. Because I was just calling to bitch about my girlfriend, and then she called me a bitch, and I don't like that. Ha ha ha. Lesson is I have to worry about her feelings? I don't think so. Ha ha.
No, that's not correct. You know that, you know, my mom, she's very wise, is what I always think, but you know, that bitch old also, so fuck out of here what she's talking about.
She's wise, but she will die when the incels take over.
Not even our mothers are safe. What are you talking about, Muhammad? Nothing, nothing. So then he's like, oh, I guess I've learned my lesson. So he wants to go to dinner to be open to Eve's ideas and
dude,
cultures.
This makes me so mad. This
dude,
segment.
They're fucking talking, whatever. He's just like, let's just start over. And he's like, why don't we go outside real quick? And he's like, oh, wow, look at this nice fire. And he's like, I brought you here.
Sorry, I have to correct this because the quote is just so precious.
Oh, sorry, yes.
See how the fire, it looks good.
I really want to give a shout out to him for allowing the producers to set this up for him in a way
exactly.
that he could never.
He really did so much by letting them do that.
Yeah. And
even,
I think that's.
He even had them spring for the cheapest bouquet they could get.
That's growth.
Like it was clearly from CVS. And
growth.
I know this.
Growth. That's growth. That's grizzy growth. Okay. So then he fucking proposes and I'm puking all over myself and I want to go home and I was home. Which was wild. So I was really up against it. And then he's like, let's wish on the propane fire. And then he's like, and I'll do my thing. And then he's like, do you forgive me? And she says, yes. And I'm like, the fuck? What is going on?
And then he says, I forgive you too. For what?
For what? For what?
For taking care of you like her other fucking child. And she got so hype off that proposal. I'm like, watch the podcast. Listen to the podcast. Jewelry won't stop the foolery. You have to quit it.
I don't know. This is bad. Whatever.
We're off this.
Nah, you know what? We're off this. And we're off this actual segment. We'll be right back like fucking after this. Okay.
20 Day Fiancé. America's so fucking tight. America.
And we're back. And you know what, dude? I'm moving out, okay, Mom? And I don't fucking need anything. I don't need any of this stuff. Okay, maybe I need this.
Just this remote control.
Just this skateboard. And that's it. That's all I need is this skateboard.
That's all I need, too.
And I need this acoustic guitar, though, too.
But that's all I need.
But that's it.
That's it.
I don't need anything else. Oh, I need this.
This TV guide. But that's all I need.
That's it. This TV guide, my skateboard, and my acoustic guitar. Oh, wait. I definitely need my sneaker boxes. What the fuck? Get out of the fucking house, Jabri. I'm tired of your fucking performance of the, damaged child or something, or the...
Real quick, though.
Yeah.
PSA. Mm. If you're a youngin' and you don't know what that reference was to, you should absolutely watch The Jerk.
You're a jerk. You're a jerk.
Starring Steve Martin.
Mm-hmm.
It is hilarious.
Oh.
Wild. And that scene is so good.
I mean, again, I think we also referenced it, or I felt like maybe I always do this when white people pretend they're black, is I grew up a poor black child.
Yes! I say that all the time, too.
Isn't that the first fucking line of the film?
Yes! I think it is when they start doing the visuals. Such a fucking movie.
Yo, for the young people, it's from 1979. This is old. And look, I was the same way. It's just older than me.
It hits, though.
It's
really
fucking hilarious. It's I was born a poor black. Oh, my God. Okay. Fuck. Where the fuck were we? See, we had to go to somewhere positive where a white person was born. An actual poor black child. Not like Miona, who has her pink puffy jacket.
Okay, I'm sorry. I feel like you really are not giving, you know, like the proper respect
to the jerk.
Like hashtag black girl magic.
Yeah, well, sure. I'm sorry.
Hashtag melanin poppin'.
She was born a poor black child. I forgot. Yes.
You're just not giving.
Just can't. When he kissed her and he was like, oh, those lips. I'm like, that she painted outside the lines?
Dude. I thought the same thing. I'm like, it looks like she has those wax lips that like are like that, like Halloween
get me out
thing,
of here.
I guess, or whatever.
Get What's me out of here, please. Like in a like metaphorical way. Let me just move on. The fuck. What else? I mean, they're going to Joshua Tree basically because that's where it's their rental house and wedding venue.
I believe this is where they live.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Should we go to that house that they got married at?
Yes. And yes.
And then like do like a seance there? Wouldn't bring Joby with us?
Yes. Should I channel my black
actually, never mind. We're probably up against it because it's already on stolen land. So never mind.
It'll just be a straight up curse.
Yeah, 100%.
That place.
Oh yeah. Like we're gonna come back looking like full motherfucker beetle, like people in the waiting room in Beetlejuice, all fucked up. I'm gonna have a tiny head and shit, like the guy in Beetlejuice. Anyway,
I'm like the chicken. The chicks in like Death Becomes Her, just like chunks of me falling off all the time. They're like this fucking mayonnaise face bitch fucked around and found out.
Oh shit.
I'm like, yeah, where's the lie, you know?
Yo, what did you think when Jabri finally was getting his ass out the door and he was like doing the like going off to war goodbye to his mom and Brian? You know what I mean?
So dumb.
Oh, I swear to God, Mom, you're going to be so proud of me in a year, Mom. Just you wait. Woohoo! This is going to be something. I was like, oh, no. Oh, no. This is so performative. I don't know what the fuck this is. I don't know where to go, where to start, where to begin, where to end.
I know. The whole thing was just like upsetting in a way where you're like, I hope that no one ever mentions this again so so that we can just like pretend that never happened.
Where is their wedding?
It was weird and bad.
Where do, why do people, why is In Touch Weekly writing about where these people live? Why aren't y'all asking where Sophia and I live? You feel me? I'll tell you right now. I'll give you my motherfucking address. I don't give a shit. 2016.
Look up these coordinates, bitch. Yeah. Ever heard of the Bermuda Triangle? That's what I call this pussy. I'm sorry. I cannot be here.
Because the motherfucker's getting lost in there to their own peril.
Exactly. Ow. Meow.
That's the plane blowing up in the Bermuda Triangle. P2B. When it's just too bomb, you know, P2B. Let me see. I just want to see where they live. Her present social media looks like she would want to live in Beverly Hills. Where do they live? We don't know
I'm
yet.
I'm telling you because I was invited there.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
That's why I know.
Okay.
This one, like, you don't need to Google it. I have confirmation.
Okay, never mind. We have verbal confirmation. Well, I guess that's it, to be honest.
That's it.
Yeah, that's
also,
it.
Also, kind of dusty this ep.
Look, dusty, musty. What can you do?
A bit dusty.
But at least the show busty. You know what I mean?
Ow. Not Dusty Springfield, but Busty Springfield.
Ow. Okay. Shout out to everybody who came through on the Twitch stream. Shout out to the listeners as well. Who was I also going to say shout out to? Shout out to everybody. Thank you so much for listening. And follow us at 420 Day Fiance on Twitter and Instagram. Check out 420dayfiance.com for merch. Check out patreon.com/420dayfiance for the vault. We have more episodes incoming for the ultimatum. Because then we're going to finally hear about Houdini didn't reveal his tricks, dumbass. But you just did. Which is one of our favorite all-time maybe exchanges. We spent entirely too much time deconstructing Colby and Madeline's fucking weird-ass fucked up relationship. Anyway.
But it is so fascinating. It's the juice we needed.
Yeah, it is. And it's always fun to see like someone who is punching above their weight intellectually try and like pwn someone verbally. And you're like, oh my goodness, you stepped into a bear trap that you laid down.
Before you want to discuss like big topics like that, you learn how to spell your versus your. You know what I mean? Just like maybe just start small.
Sure, okay, fine. GM? Fine. Whatever you say. Whatever you say. And also, yes, check us out everywhere. What else did I say? Yeah. And twitch.tv/420dayfiance.com. twitch.tv/420dayfiance. Boom. That's what it is. For the motherfucking Twitch stream where you can experience the recordings live with us in the chat like many of
it's
y'all do.
It's so fun. Yeah. Really.
Exactly. Shout out to everybody who's made this quite memorable with their contributions to the chat. Till next time, you can find me, Sophia Alexandra, at the Sophia, SOFIYA on Twitter and Instagram. Also, check me out with Courtney Kosak on Private Parts Unknown. Also, check out my comedy album, Father's Day. Also, look at my bios on my social, because I'm going to be doing some live shows. I got some new shit I've been working on. I've been in the fucking laboratory, okay? The lab, if you will. So, look out for me.
My new material is so good.
Get ready.
Yo, if you're not...
We should find a date on one of the dates that you do a show to do like a 420 Day Fiance live show somewhere.
Yeah, I would fucking love it.
Because y'all, we run this show off the strength of Casey and Brian dragging us to the finish line every week as we navigate life.
Shout out to Casey and Brian.
Shout out to Casey and Brian. But yeah, well, I think that would be dope. We just have to find the right. I feel like we got
it. I would love it. I'm traveling a lot. So anytime. If you are in Boise, I will be doing a show there.
Okay.
Headlining Friday, which is July 29th.
Oh, so this is for people on the stream. Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then it's at Push and Pour in Garden City at 9 p.m.
Okay.
And I will also be doing a show in Salem, Oregon, the next night.
Okay.
And then I will also be in Portland after that.
Oh, shit.
So check my socials, fucking DM me. I will give you all of the details.
Perfect.
And honestly, like, truly, if you come to the show, let me know. I would love to meet a K-1 in real life.
So. Yeah, exactly. Well, thank you for that.
And as you know, Miles Gray.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You can find my ass on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. Mm-hmm. That's Gray with an A.
Okay.
And of course, you can check me out on my other podcast, The Daily Zeitgeist, with Jack O'Brien and other guests.
Tell him.
Literally every day, it's in the title. And also, yo, do you fuck with B-Ball? Because
yes.
Guess what?
Yes.
Mad Boosties
is
my other podcast.
Yeah.
So check that shit out.
Absolutely.
And as always, I've been Miles Gray.
Okay. Well, till next time, keep doing you, and we'll do us. We love you. Bye.
Meow.
20-day fiancé.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.